This is UPR, Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalene Smith-Needham. I'm excited to have our film guru, Casey T. Allen, with us. Hi, Casey.
Hello.
This week, you saw the much-anticipated Rocket Man. Is it a hit?
I'm happy to say this film is more than a concert from the past or a frivolous musical review. British director Dexter Fletcher nicely blends reality and fantasy in this story of Elton John's formative years. From a lonely childhood as Reggie Dwight in 1950s London, to a gifted piano student with an incredibly sharp ear, to a successful partnership with lyricist Bernie Taupin, Rocketman uses a good helping of Elton John songs peppered throughout to add more emotional depth and artistic interpretation to this story. And it's this interpretation that makes the film enjoyable, special, and elevated beyond the prefabricated, predictable biopic genre. The glamorous, over-the-top costumes and grand performances are balanced with private moments of heartbreaking rejection, alcoholism, drug addiction, and shame for being gay. I think it's expected to compare this film with last year's big hit Bohemian Rhapsody, since both are large-scale films about the lives of famous British musicians. But Rocketman is thankfully about more than the music, and it doesn't shy away from the difficult or unglamorous parts of Elton John's life.
So an overall recommendation?
There were a couple parts in the film that I felt could have been explored more. But that's really the only issue I had. I thought it was so much fun.
Well, I can't wait to see it. Thanks for being here, Casey.
My pleasure.